All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Wood Ranch Public Infrastructure District. Today is Monday, December 2nd. It is 2:09. We do have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, we're going to go through everybody that's on the call. If you could state your name for the record and the recording, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Scott, do you want to start?
Yeah, Scott Kaufman, Third Cadence.
Rachel McAleese, Third Cadence.
Peter Gambrillis, Ivory Development.
David Hutchison with CLA.
That is everyone that I show on the call. So we have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, is there anyone there at the anchor location?
No.
Okay. Then we'll move on. So board, we sent out the minutes from our November 4th board meeting. Do they look accurate to you?
They did.
Okay. Can we get a motion on those then?
Yeah, I'll motion to approve the meeting minutes from November 4th, 2024.
Thanks, Scott.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Rachel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. Okay, we'll go on. So David's going to talk to us about the third quarter financials and then also go through the 25 budget for us. So David.
Thanks, Michael. All right, so for financial statements as of September 30th, 2024, in the balance sheet, general fund, we have $109,902 rounded in the working capital fund. In the debt service fund, there is $3,369,580 rounded in the capitalized interest fund and $2,358,550 rounded in the reserve fund. In the capital projects fund, the project fund, there is $147 rounded. And in the cost of the COI fund, there is $9,433 rounded. Accounts payable consist of $384 rounded in the general fund. Any questions on the balance sheet? Moving on to the general fund, a statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We have $901.63 of interest income to date, and the $383.78 of accounting expenditures to date. We just note that it was $32,000 of budgeted expenditures for the year and $1,000 of revenue of interest income. There has been transfers from other funds of $109,000 and an ending fund balance to date of $109,518 rounded. Any questions on the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances? Okay, moving on. In the debt service fund, schedule of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances, we've had $46,994 of interest income to the $10,000 budgeted, bond interest $363,775 budgeted, and that payment is, I believe, Q4. Have not seen the schedule for that, but I believe it'll probably be December, like beginning of December payment.
Hey, quick question. Yep. When's our year end? Is it calendar or is there a fiscal year?
Calendar year end, so 12/31.
Okay. Great.
Hey, just to note, Kevin has joined us. Kevin, how long have you been on?
About 5 minutes.
Okay. We'll make a note of that in the minutes. Thanks.
And transfers from other funds, $5,681,136 rounded. Any questions on the debt service fund? Moving on to the capital projects fund, schedule of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. Interest income, we've had $29,216. Bond issue costs of $812,569 rounded, and capital outlay of $17,580,932. And transfers to other funds, $5,790,136 rounded, and bond issuance proceeds of $24,641,000. Any questions on the capital projects fund? Okay, I'll turn it back to you then, Michael, for a motion.
Okay, so board, what I'm going to need then, if there's no questions, is a motion to accept the third quarter financials as presented.
A motion to accept the financials as presented.
Thanks, Peter.
Second.
All right, Scott, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. Okay, David, you could take us through the tentative budget.
So for the tentative budget for the year ending December 31st, 2025, here is the summary of all of these. I'm going to start in the general fund, but just let you take a quick peek of that. And, just, and then let's go ahead and move down. Sorry. In the general fund, we are budgeting as a beginning balance $79,250 from our estimated ending balance here. Due to accounting, you know, insurance, legal, and miscellaneous expenses, most likely will come in below that, and that amount would be higher for the beginning balance. But for our estimated, that's where we're starting off, estimating about $2,400 of interest income, for a total funds available of $81,650 to cover general and administrative expenses consisting of accounting, auditing, insurance, and legal, $18,000, $9,000, $4,500, and $19,500 is estimated for a total of $51,000 of budgeted expenses. See, is this, or Michael, is this roughly in line with what we were talking about on the other ones? I think that was a little slightly higher.
Yeah, it's.
Was that 4275? Was it?
Yeah, that's what they've quoted us. So.
Should I drop that to 4275 then? Or just leave it as 45?
Either way. I mean, as long as we have some in miscellaneous, just in case they increase. They told me they weren't, but you never know.
Okay. I can pull that difference and put it into miscellaneous. And
okay.
Are there any questions, concerns, or comments on the general fund budget for 2025? Keeping in mind, we can modify these things and move this around based on the estimates we believe they will be.
So, board, just so you know, the tentative budget is really a placeholder. So we can make, you know, fine tuning as we need to as we go along. And then even after we do the final budget in December, well, I guess we're in December, so later this month, we can always come back and make budget amendments. So just so you know.
Okay. All right. So if there are no questions or concerns, we'll move on to, I'll jump the debt service and come back to that one. go to the capital projects, and we were just estimating that the remaining portion of the funds that are available would be expended for the year. So an additional few thousand dollars of interest income, and there's the $24,641,000 of bond proceeds. So the remaining amount would be in this capital outlay of the $18,072,000. I believe it was $486,000 plus a little bit of interest additional. Does that look accurate to you guys? Do you anticipate that amount being expended or has already been expended for the year?
I wish Gary was on. He'd be better equipped to answer that question, but it does seem like it's in the ballpark.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say Gary's done a pretty good job about making sure he's paid as much as he could and got reimbursed for it. So let me just say this, whatever hasn't been taken care of or Gary hasn't got reimbursements for, that will just carry over into next year and David can make those adjustments. So the money will still be there for next year for any expenses that come in for that balance. But just know that will roll into fund balance.
Quick question for you. So the $5.7 million, that's the amount that we haven't used yet and we can submit for reimbursement as those costs come in, or is that earmarked for something else?
So this was transferred to both our split between the general fund and the debt service fund.
Okay.
The biggest portion is in that debt service fund. We'll cover that right now. If there's no other questions here on capital projects. Okay, let's go back up to there. So yes, that $5.7 million is right here. The transfers are right here, $5.6 million. And there was the $109,000 that was transferred into the general fund there. That is split between capitalized interest, which will go towards future bond interest payments. And so you'll see that in our estimated at the top there. That first payment of $636,775 will bring that amount down. And that's where those funds are going. And the remaining reserve fund is right here, and that one will not be touched. It has specific rules on how it can be used and that, but it's there for just in case.
Yeah. So Kevin, let's just say the assessments don't come in like we're thinking, what was in the forecast, and we need to extend out bond payments or get more money than what we have shown in the forecast, that's what would come out of the reserve fund, is to help make those payments if we don't meet the projected assessments and revenues coming in. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. That's great.
Okay.
And in the meantime, these funds are also earning interest, but the interest on the capitalized interest is not included in that calculation. That will be able to be used towards bond interest payments and same with the reserve fund. Okay, so estimated for the remaining portion of the year, we're looking at $5,072,005 there. We had $118,000 estimated as interest income. So, I just realized we are missing interest income for 2025. Let's see. My apologies there. And come on.
What are you thinking, David? Same amount, 118 or more?
I'm thinking that this is going to be higher than that. Do I have that file open? Debt service. Probably close to double. looking at $205,000, $206,000 approximately. Based on these balances, the difference between if, you know, an ending balance at the end of the year, $4 million versus $5 million at the beginning of the year. So we'll say just for rounding purposes here, $200,000, and then that'll have total funds available of $5.362 million. I did not have the schedule available to me at the moment, so I just put the interest payment there. So I don't know. Do you have that by chance, Michael, the bond documents on what the interest payment looks going to be?
No.
Okay. I'll follow up with Shelby, see if she has something separate from that, or if she has the bond documents there. Based on the information I did have, I figured I'd just put that same number in there for that calculation.
Yeah, as long as we can get it trued up by the next board meeting to finalize.
Okay. So with that, assuming that this is correct, then ending balance would be $4.525 million and capitalized interest would be $2,068,386. Reserve fund, the reserve will still be the same, plus, I mean, there'll be the interest on top of both of these. So any questions on the debt service fund?
David, I do have one based on June 28th from Gilmore Bell. I'll forward that to you, but okay. I think we need to get an updated one just to be safe.
Okay, I can reach out to Gilmore Bell also and see if they have an updated version ready to send out. Thanks. Okay, I'll turn it back to you then, Michael.
Okay, so board, again, this is a placeholder. So obviously we need to make at least two edits and then we'll come, so that will be part of the final budget. So what I need is, and while I've got everybody, look at your schedules for me and then let's figure out when we can have our second board meeting. Because part of the motion will need to be, we have to set a public hearing to approve it. So I need 7 days in advance to post the public hearing notice. So do you guys have time next week or the week after?
Yeah, I could do either.
Okay, which... Rachel, Peter, Kevin, which week looks a little more open for you guys?
Next week looks good for both of us.
Okay.
Can we do Wednesday the 11th at 10 or 10:30? That's the best one for me.
I have two other board meetings. Scott, could you do maybe 11:30?
On the Wednesday?
Uh-huh.
If Kevin and Peter can.
I'm good then.
Yeah,
both of us are.
Okay, so 11:30 on the 11th.
What's this one for?
Gary's showing out of the office then, I just noticed.
Oh, well, do you want to wait for him?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, I think it, since he's the one most directly handling or the processing of the draws, I think it'd be good to have him approve it.
Okay. When's he going to be back? Can you see
Scott? He's back. He's just tied up from 11 to 12, 11 to 1:30.
Okay. You want to do it at, say, 1:30?
I can do that.
Good. I can do that if we're done by two.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll make it as quick as I can. How's that? All right, so 1:30 then. Oh, wait. Christy, is that Black Desert?
I want to say we just... on your calendar.
Oh.
Theirs is the 13th,
I think. Okay, so yeah, we could do the 11th, 1:30. Perfect. All right, so the motion then would be that I need to approve the tentative budget as outlined and then set a public hearing for Wednesday the 11th at 1:30.
I motion to approve the tentative budget as outlined and schedule a
public hearing.
Hearing on, let's see, Wednesday the 11th at 1:30.
Perfect. Thanks, Rachel.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Kevin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That's unanimous. All right. You guys have anything else that you want to bring up or that we need to talk about? Everybody good? All right. Can I get a motion to adjourn then?
Motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Rachel.
Motion.
Thanks, Peter. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Hey, thanks, you guys. Good to see you.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks.